Hare Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tud Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Nirupari Karunena Sri Satchinandanena Twai Kapati Satopi Twat Priyanarpitosmi Iti Kalumama Yogya Yogya Tam Tamagrinan Nija Nikata Nibasam Dehi Govardhana Tvam Nija Nikata Nibasam Dehi Govardhana Tvam. So I always feel very embarrassed to come here and be sitting next to Adi Purush Prabhu and Satchinanda Maharaj and Burijan Prabhu, Mother Jagat Tarini, and especially in front of all of you. And I'm not a teacher, but we're a servant, and we'd like to try to do our service. Our service is to try to speak something for the next few days. But for that, we need your help. We want to speak something from the 17th and 19th chapters of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which are about the Davagni Pan Leela, or Krishna's swallowing the forest fire. And we'll discuss this from the point of view also of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Sartha Darshani and some things from Sridhar Swami's Bhavartha Deepika and Jiva Goswami's Lagu Vaishnav Toshani, Jiva Goswami's Gopal Champu, Kavi Karnapur's Ananda Vrindavan Champu, and also a couple of things that we've recently translated from a book called Vrindavan Lilamrita by Nanda Kishore Goswami in the line of Lord Nityananda, and a book called by a devotee named Duki Shamdas, who's a disciple of Shamananda Pandit, Govinda Mangal, which speaks about different aspects of it. But what we want to try to focus on is something relevant for us. Personally, I find Krishna Leela is very, very sweet, but it's a little like if you've ever been to a carnival and they have cotton candy. You buy some nice cotton candy and it's very sweet, but it gets real sticky all over your face and it's really not very practical. So what do we do with it? Fortunately, we have Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod, and we'd like to try to speak about these pastimes from his descriptions in Krishna Sanghita and in Chaitanya Sikshamrita, and try to go in the direction that he's speaking about. Because he makes a very unique presentation there. He says that Krishna's naimittic leelas, his occasional pastimes, indicate different obstacles in our home, in our journey back to our eternal home of Vrindavan. And so after the Kaliya Damana leela, after Krishna subdues Kaliya, the next obstacle, the next pastime which takes place is a Davagni Pan. And Bhaktivinoda speaks about it in two different ways. There's the first forest fire, and the second forest fire takes place after Balaram kills Pralambasura. And our acharyas speak about them in kind of a synonymous way. We'll hear from Govinda Mangal, sometimes they kind of mix some of the details. And Bhaktivinoda, in giving purports to them, he also mixes things a little. He says that these pastimes represent sectarianism amongst Vaishnavas, and that they represent, the fire represents unnecessary, useless quarrel amongst the Vaishnavas. And this is a very big obstacle for all of us on our way home to Vrindavan. It's an obstacle which sooner or later, I'm sure everyone here has already encountered. And Bhaktivinoda gives us some advice, and we can see from the pastime different types of advice, how we can overcome that. Because if we want to come to Vrindavan, as Mother Jagatarini was saying very nicely, we go not with our eyes, but with our ears. We should hear. Sometimes devotees, they think that there's no such thing as love in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada speaks about this in Bhagavad Gita. He says that sometimes people, they've had bad experiences in love, so then they think that all personal relationships are bad, they're maya, and that spiritual life means something impersonal. And sometimes even ourselves as devotees or aspiring devotees, we also have that. But again and again, our acharyas in different literatures describe that, no, there is love in Krishna consciousness. In the, Satpata Tantra, in the fourth chapter, is described, Hari Lila Sutochara Pareshu Satatam Tvaya Karya Pritistavahara Yata Bhakti Nanashyati. Very practical and important instruction. If you want to protect your bhakti, Yata Bhakti Nanashyati, so your bhakti won't be destroyed, this is what you should do. Hari Lila Sutochara Pareshu Satatam Tvaya. You should develop love for devotees who like to hear about Krishna. And this is an essential point of the Devagnipan Leela that is causing some separation between the devotees and Krishna. And we want to know how to put out that fire which is in our own hearts. We put that fire out by hearing Krishna Katha from the devotees. Krishna tells Uddhava in the 11th canto that we should learn how to love devotees. Uh-huh. And he says that we love devotees, we associate with devotees, prasprano katanam pavanam bhagavadyasaha, by coming together and hearing and chanting about Krishna. This is a very important thing. And sometimes, as Sachinanda Maharaj was saying a few minutes ago, we're looking for some spectacular thing, something new, something different, and we don't eat the food on the plate in front of us. We're very unfortunate, durbhagya persons. So again and again, Shastra says that this birthplace of bhakti is sadhu sangha. And we have this association with devotees. Krishna has given us this. So we should learn how to associate with devotees by coming together and hearing and chanting and not spending useless time quarreling. If we do like that, then the terrible forest fire comes and we'll be separated from Krishna and it may destroy our aspiring home of Vrindavan. So we'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki.